In 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby on live TV.
There's a bar in Dallas called Lee Harvey's. There's a bar that's like called Lee Harvey Oswald's, I believe. Yes, it's been there for years. Popular place.
It was also on this date we lost Freddie Mercury, the great voice of Queen, at the age of 45. Can you imagine 30 more years of music from Freddie Mercury? And I know you got some Beatles stuff coming up. Original drummer Pete Best turns 80 today.
Did you ever talk? I talked to him. You ever talk to Pete Best?
I think so.
Great guy. Great guy.
He's not bitter.
No, not bitter at all. He seems like a real happy dude and had been performing, at least leading up to the pandemic. He was still out there doing his thing.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, so Grammy nominations. You got some local folks, you know, who are up for some Grammys. The Foos. Foo Fighters are up for Best Rock Album, among others. Brandi Carlile's up for a number of Grammys. Chris Cornell has an album that's up for Best Rock Album. And AC/DC and Paul McCartney also in the running in that particular category. So, Adele, she's got a new album out, and she's doing some big thing around the world, you know, here and there promoting her album. So this guy was supposed to interview her, and she walked out of the interview. This Australian TV host was supposed to interview her. She walked out of the interview when she found out the guy didn't listen to her album.
Didn't do his homework.
Now listen to this. Interview was conducted in the UK. This guy flew from Australia to the UK to do this interview, 10,000 miles.
That sounds like an Adele song right there. I flew 10,000 miles.
No, that's who sang that song? Yeah. I would fly 10,000 miles and I would walk 10,000 miles.
There is
just to be with
Adele is the butt of a joke in our house now. Because one morning, we're laying in bed, and Taryn says, "Have you heard the new Adele song, Easy on Me?" And I said, "No." And she says, "Well, I'm going to play it for you." And I said, "Okay, whatever." And we're laying there, and literally, as the song's playing, I yawned. And you know sometimes when you yawn, it makes your eyes water?
Okay.
She looked over and she said, "Are you crying listening to this new Adele?" And
I said, "Crying? You're crying to the Adele song?"
No, I was not crying for the new Adele song. I was yawning. And so now
she's accusing you of actually crying.
Well, now it's like, every time Brad hears Adele, he starts crying. I'm like, it wasn't crying. Yeah. It was yawning.
Here's the Adele song you're referring to. Yeah, this is it, what you're talking about. So this guy flies, 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
The radio station, or the TV station, paid to fly him 10,000 miles to interview Adele, and she kicks him out.
He couldn't listen to it. He didn't download the album and listen on the flight or something.
He didn't realize they sent him an email with the album, and he never opened it up. And it was in his email the whole time.
Oh.
And so he gets sent home.
Well, he probably didn't want to cry on the plane next to everybody.
Well, yeah, when you're at elevation, you're more vulnerable to cry.
And you're missing people, and you feel like you're alone.
You can't be a part of all that.
You want to say you're sorry.
So he flew 10,000 miles for absolutely nothing. That's what you get, man. All right, then you got the Beatles. And that's this weekend. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, the miniseries on Disney Plus, 3-parter, over 55 hours of unseen footage. You're not going to see it all, but you're going to see 8 hours of never, this is important, never before seen footage. The boys sitting around in the studio from January 1969, rehearsing, recording, Let It Be. Really good stuff. Peter Jackson.
It was shot on 16mm. It was pretty grainy, and it was sitting around for 50 years. So we put it through this pipeline, and it's come out. My God, it's come out like it's incredible. It looks unbelievable. You'd think it was shot now. You know, it looks like contemporary Beatles film.
Yeah.
It does look really interesting.
It looks great. So I did look into this a little bit, Brad. to see, because I don't have Disney Plus. What does this stuff cost? What does a Disney Plus cost? And how easy, the most important thing to me is how easy is it to cancel? I'll pay $30 to watch this thing if that's what it costs. Don't have to. What I found out, it's $8 a month to subscribe to Disney Plus.
Okay.
So my plan is to get it for just this weekend.
It's $1 an hour.
Then cancel it right after it, as soon as I can. But how difficult is it to cancel? So I Googled that. Apparently, the easiest way to cancel Disney Plus is don't get it on your the mobile app. You go to your desktop. It's easier to get to the cancellation process on your desktop. Some of these things, man, they make it impossible for you to cancel.
We're sorry. Like, a high volume of calls right now.
Right. Like, you even have to call some people to cancel it out, and they know you don't want to sit on the phone for 3 months. But apparently this you can cancel. From what I saw, you can cancel it online if you go with the desktop. And you know, a lot of America is going to be doing that. You're either going to be, you know, watching the Beatles, or you're going to be, you know, listening to the Adele song, I Would Walk 5,000.
Yeah.
Well, she really doesn't sound good here, Brad. She just doesn't.
Those couple years off were tough on her.
She may have smoked a lot of cigarettes before recording this song here. Does not sound quite right. Yeah. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday for the Beatles. Get Back is the name of it. You got a song for us?
Yeah, because tomorrow's games probably aren't going to be that great with the Detroit Lions, and the Apple Cup's going to stink, and the Seahawks are terrible. So it'll probably be a chance to get back this weekend.
Remember when Thanksgiving was all about the family and going shopping at the mall? Everybody'd spend the whole weekend driving and watching a bunch of bad football. Sit back, get fat, and watch the Beatles all weekend long. It's a documentary all about the Beatles. The Smith wasn't Yoko's fault.